Hello?
Hello?
Hi, am I speaking with Lucas?
You can.
Sure am.
Go ahead and understand.
Great, well, nice to meet you. My name is Jackie. I'm one of our regional specialists in the department that handles the pricing in your area. How you doing today? It's Friday.
I'm doing good.
Good, that's great to hear. So did you have any questions about the program aside from pricing?
So you guys just put me on the first page of Google, that's basically it, or what?
I love the directness. Yes, so we do get you on that first page placement of Google, but there are lots of other perks to our packages and the services that we offer. So I don't want to get too ahead of myself. First and foremost, it's a huge benefit that the position just became available today within our company, so we're looking to fill it today.
Mm-hmm.
So once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we'll close out that landscaping category, and we won't be able to work with anyone else in that area who does landscaping, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So everything set on a 2-month verbal agreement, your pricing would be set at a flat rate of $299. Although Max applied he mentioned that you are new in business, so we have a credit for that. So I can take that $299 and I can make it a $249 month to month thereafter. The program does come with a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover programming. So today your initial investment would be $348. And what that would all include is complete Google local optimization setup. It'll also include directory submissions. We have the ability to submit to about 60 directories in your area, and that would include, just to give you an example, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, Bing, Chamber of Commerce. But we also give you initial content creation on Bing, Amazon Alexa, and exposure that covers mobile devices, including iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So we're going to cover all of your bases. And how we do this is, if someone was searching for a service that you provide, whether that be excavation or retaining wall work or even just landscaping in general, and if they're in that service area that you're looking to overcome, you would be one of the top recommended companies on that first page. And just to give you a better sense of what that all entails, you'll be able to use multiple keywords as long as there are services that you offer, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yep.
Great. So it also does come with a fully customized tracking system, but I'm getting a little ahead of myself. Do you currently have a Facebook profile for your company?
Not for my company at the moment. I do have a page for it, but it's not really set up yet.
Okay. Well, do you have a personal Facebook page?
I sure do.
Okay, right, who doesn't? what we can do is we set you up with a technician team, and they can really help you out with your Facebook page. And if you didn't have one, they can always take your personal page and then link the two. And so that's also another service that's included with this package. So not only do we include Facebook advertising, we also manage your Facebook advertising. It's another effective way to just increase those business leads, and our clients have seen great results through that. Are you still there, Lucas?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay. Sorry, I thought I heard a weird noise on the other end. Anyway, with Facebook ads, we're going to target your audience so you can reach more people interested in your business. It's also a good way to maintain a relationship with your customers and prospects. And it'll work basically the same way as Google does, in the sense that anytime anyone is on Facebook searching or viewing pictures and stories, they're going to be exposed to your business. So if they're searching for those keywords that they would otherwise search for in Google, if they're searching that on Facebook, they're in your area, your Facebook ads are going to pop up, and they're going to see you. So the more that, you know, they're seeing South Central Peninsula Snow Removal and Landscaping LLC, the more that they see that, the better your conversions are going to be into real business and real revenue for your business. Now, the best part, and this is like the last little bit of information. Thank you so much. You've been like so attentive to everything I'm saying. It's so nice. But it's nice when you're talking to people and they listen to you, right? The beauty of this program is that it does come with a fully customized tracking and reporting system. You'll be able to see what keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, and even the location of the search that was performed. So, and in addition to this, we can also track how many phone calls you're receiving from new clients. It would work also in the sense with the keywords. If you want to add keywords or change keywords or run promotions or change any content, you can do so by contacting our technician team. They're going to be open Monday through Friday, and we give you their phone number so you can call at any time.
Okay.
So this, since it is a month-to-month program, I'm sure that maybe this is something that you'd like to take advantage of and just give it a shot so we could prove it to you, huh?
Hold, can you wait like 2 minutes? I just got sticky in my pocket. I'm just pushing around something real quick.
Oh yeah, sure, you got it.
Just give me a few seconds.
Okay, sure.
All right, thanks. Hold on. Alrighty, you there?
Yes, I am.
Alrighty. So you guys basically get me on the Facebook page, or build the Facebook page. You guys get me on the first page of Google, and it costs $348 for the first month, and then the rest is $200 and something.
Yeah, so it would be $348 today, but it would be $249 moving forward, and that rate won't change no matter how much business you're getting. Even if we increase our rates, you're grandfathered in, and you're set with that rate for as long as you're with us.
Okay, I got you. Where would you guys start?
What do you mean?
There?
Oh yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Sorry, I switched over to my Bluetooth.
Oh, no worries. You sound a little far away, but I can just turn up my microphone.
Oh, there. How about that?
Oh, that's perfect. So you're asking how would we get started?
Yeah. Where would you guys want to start?
That's a great question. I love the enthusiasm. So what we would do is we are going to schedule what we call a client interview. And our technician team is going to give you a call. As we try to do this as soon as possible. So I think it has to be within 24 hours of when we speak, just so they have enough time to take a look at everything. Because I am going to go through a series of questions to get the best information and accuracy for your company to send over to them for review for when they contact you. So on Monday, they can contact you. It usually takes about a half hour, but we do say to give it the full hour for them to call. And they'll call you, and then they're going to get started on your campaign right then and there with you. They're going to confirm everything that we go through today, and they're gonna work with you right off the bat. I also just want to make you aware of the timeline breakdown of our services. So that would be the first step of getting started, right? But once you hit between like the fifth day to like a week in, that's when your reporting on your dashboard is going to be available for you. And that is that tracking system that I was telling you about. Okay. So within 5 to 7 days, you'll be able to go look at the tracking system. We also submit the directory submissions at that time. So mm-hmm. then once you hit that 2-week marker, that's when your website, we do hook you up with a website. If you're interested, you can absolutely take advantage of that. And that'll be available to you within 2 weeks. And your Facebook ads will start popping up in 2 weeks, right?
Okay.
So then once
so
you hit... Go ahead.
The website could like do online bookings and they can see my schedule and they can just schedule it without me, you know, having to schedule it myself or what? That would be the biggest help for me.
I wish that's a great question. If you don't mind, I can actually reach out to my boss and ask him that while we continue with the call, and I can let you know. But that's definitely something that they would go over with you during your client interview as well.
Okay.
So I think that's something that our technician team could definitely put into place for you. Give me one sec. I'll reach out to my – I'll just message my boss real quick and ask him if you're saying for the website that we hook you up with, you want your customers to be able to go in there and like book appointments with you?
Yes, either book appointments for when they want it done, they'll see my schedule, whatever, and then I just want I really don't want to have to schedule appointments. That way everything's organized and my clients can see what my schedule is, I guess. So they know what my schedule looks like.
Perfect.
And how far out. Yeah. So that's probably what would be the biggest help is online booking. And definitely, like, getting my name out there is definitely huge, too.
Absolutely. Okay.
Eventually, if I get enough jobs, I want to get out of lawn care. So, like, enough big jobs like excavation or whatever. I want to be busy doing excavation or retaining walls or, you know, actual landscaping. But I will take lawn care jobs until I get to that point.
Right. And my last job, I managed homeowner associations. And do you do work with associations or you do residential?
I do residential. I have done little things for commercial buildings, not much, but I have some jobs with realtors and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Yeah, I saw, like, the bills for stuff like excavation and retaining walls, and that's big bucks, I must say. So I hear you on that.
Yeah.
Hey, my boss got back to me super quick, and, yeah, you will be able to set up so your customers can see your schedule,
okay.
And they could submit a request, and they can absolutely book with you without even having to contact you. So,
okay.
So great. I just learned something new today, too.
So, what's the name of your guys' company again?
We're called Local Splash. We are based out in Fountain Valley, California, and we've been in business for 18 years. We have, last time I checked, we have a 4.2-star rating on Google, and we are a Google Premier Channel partner. So, again, we focus on like contracting work. So we like partner with Google, so they trust in us to list small to medium sized companies in certain regions and areas, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So
yep.
All right, sweet. Did you have and then finally, because I told you how in 2 weeks your Facebook ads will pop up. I just want to be clear that once you hit that 30-day marker to 45 days, that's typically when our clients start to see their page pop up on Google, on that first page by the map section. So once you are on the map section. It's just a matter of staying in contact with our technician team to make sure that you have accuracy in all of your directory submissions. So no matter where you're found online, we'll make sure you have accuracy in all of those listings, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
Great. So, cool.
So 30 days, just double-checking 30 days for clients to see it.
Yeah, 30 to 45 is what we tell our clients is pretty standard until they start to see that first page placement.
Okay. Sounds
okay,
good.
Great. Okay, cool. So before we get started, I just have to go through and clarify some information. So how do you spell your first name?
L-U-C-A-S.
Great. And Lucas, what's your last name?
Barnard. B-A-R-N-A-R-D.
B-A-R-N-A-R-D.
Correct.
Okay. You watch The Office?
What's that?
Do you watch the show The Office, Andy Bernard? It just reminded me of that.
I've heard about it. I have not watched it myself. But
it's a good show. It's like, it's really nice, like, dumb humor. If you have a bad day, it'll get you laughing. And Lucas, what's a good email address for you? Because once we get off the phone today, or even while we're on the phone, I'm going to be sending all of this information over to you, so that way you have it. So what's a good email address for me to send all of that over?
South Central. It's all one word, obviously. South Central, Alaska. Spell out Alaska all the way, and then SR at Gmail.
F as in Frank R, or S as in Sam?
Sam.
Okay. At Gmail, you said?
Yep.
So I have South Central Alaska SR at gmail.com.
SR as the snow removal, yeah, at gmail.com.
Perfect. Okay, great. And for your contact number, so it asks for a cell phone number and your contact phone. So I guess would the 907-299-9171, would that be the company's number?
Yes.
Okay. Put that in there. Okay. And what is your direct line? Because once we get off the phone today, we also send everything through text message just to, you know, cover our tokuses and to cover yours as well. So what's a good phone number for me to put there?
Just this number is good.
The 907, same number?
Yep, same number.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Everything goes through me for right now.
Yeah, you're the owner of the business, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
Good for you. You sound pretty young. Good for you.
Yeah. I'm
What was that? You're what?
I'm 18.
Get out of here. You're 18?
Yeah.
Jeez. Good for you. That's awesome. All the way up
Thanks.
There in Alaska. That's crazy. All right. So I'm just going to go ahead and update that information. All right. Now, this is really important, the next part. We're going to go through all of your business information, and this is going to be used by Google. I did do a search on your company. You don't have a Google business profile at the moment, do you?
I don't.
Okay, because we're going to set you up with that. I'm going to send you an email that will, you're going to be getting a postcard in the mail. Please pay attention to that, because there's a PIN number on there, and they'll go over this with your technician call as well. But you're going to have to activate your Google business profile once you get that postcard with the PIN number. So all the information that we're about to go through is going to be for your business to be listed on Google, basically. So the business name I have is South Central, one word, capital S, capital C, Peninsula, Snow Removal, and it cuts out. I guess that's What do I do?
That's snow removal and landscaping.
Right.
I mean, you could just do South Central landscaping. I don't know if it matters too much. South Central Peninsula landscaping, you could do that just for short instead of doing this, whatever. I don't know if it matters too much on the name.
It does take the whole thing. It's just
okay.
Like, did it, okay. So South
yeah,
Central
it's a super
Peninsula,
long name.
snow removal and landscaping or landscape?
Yeah. Landscaping. And the and is just the and sign. It's, you know.
Perfect. Thank you, because I did type out and. Alrighty.
Yeah.
And where is your...
I figured it'd be easier just to... Go ahead.
Easier to just do the and
yeah.
sign? Yeah, no, definitely. Keep it short and concise. Short and concise.
Yeah. I guess you could say short.
Anyway... where is your business located? So we're going to put in an address here, but when you speak with our technician team, if you don't have a physical address, they don't have to show the address on your Google business profile, if that makes sense.
So for right now, I want my mail sent to Homer, but I live in Soldotna. So I have two different addresses for where I stay and for where my mail goes.
Okay.
It's a little difficult.
Yeah.
I do not have a P.O. box. I don't get mail there.
That's perfect, because we can't use a P.O. box, surprisingly.
Oh, you can't?
No. So I'm wondering, maybe I could ask,
Well, I still get the mail either way, so if I give you the Homer address,
it's just not my
business address.
I'm pretty sure you can change this at any time with the technician team as well. So,
okay.
I mean, it's whatever you'd like to use. I would recommend using your mailing address rather than where you live, but that's totally up to you.
Yeah, let's just use my mailing address then.
Great. I'm ready for that whenever you are.
Okay. It's 1154 Cruith Way. Cruith is spelled K-R-U-E-T-H.
Cruith Way, Homer, Alaska.
Yep, 99603.
Yep, there it is. All right, and then you only gave the one number, the 907-299-9171. That is absolutely the business number. Just going to confirm one more time. Can never be too safe or too sure. Anyway, okay, great.
Yep.
And then you guys don't have a business website currently. Again, that's something that we can absolutely help you out with. So just going to update that there in our system. Okay, now. All right, now it's time to schedule the client interview. So looking at your schedule go ahead.
Anytime tomorrow is fine, because I normally don't work on Saturdays.
We're only open Monday through Friday.
Oh, okay. Well, Monday morning or whatever is fine to you. It doesn't matter to me.
Okay. Let's see. You're over there in Alaska, and it's...
Yeah. I think we're an hour behind you guys, if I remember right.
You are only an hour behind. Okay. little something there. I've lost track of myself.
So you're
an hour behind. So then.
Yeah.
So we open at 7 a.m., which would be 6 for you. So we could really do the client interview at any point in time. They just aren't available from 11 to 12. That's when they do their lunch. So.
Okay. Well, you can, why don't you call me at 9 at your time, if that works.
9 at our time? Okay, and that'd be like 8 a.m. for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. All right. All right, and I'm also going to be sending you this via email, so you can, it'll be like an invitation, and you'll see their email as well.
Okay.
So I'm just getting that together real quick for you, all quick-like.
Just call me. something before you go.
Okay.
Lucas Bernard. And we're going to just grab that email, copy that, bring it over here. Yeah, there you are.
So as
oh,
far
you got a cool little... Sorry, go ahead.
So as far as Angie Ads goes, do I need them anymore for that, or...?
That is completely up to you. I mean, to be honest, it is something you're paying for. You could just...
I mean, I'm paying him $500 a month, so
I don't want to tell you what
reason.
To do, but with
well,
Angie's
no,
list...
I'm just asking
really,
your opinion.
Honestly, in my opinion, I probably cancel them. Just because you're spending so much money on leads that you're sharing, whereas what you're about to be investing on with Local Splash, you're not sharing any leads. People are seeing you and they're contacting you directly. And with that dashboard, you're even able to help eliminate spam and robocalls. So you'll be experiencing a little bit less of that. I think you'd be, you can always go back to Angie's list too if you really wanted to, but, you know, I personally would save that $500 a month by myself.
Okay.
Something nice.
Yeah. Yep. Totally understand that. All right. I'll give Angie a call and I'll probably quit with them as soon as this is up and going.
Okay.
So.
And will you let me know then for Monday the 10th? I just sent out that invitation. If you're able to pull up your email, if not, I'm sure you probably
yeah.
got it.
I'll just double check here.
Okay.
I do not need my wife around. Okay, Local Splash, yeah, I got it.
Yay! Oh, I just love when things work out.
Right? It means you got the right email.
Great.
It's from Jay Cooper.
Yes, that's me. That's my last name, like the celebrity. I've heard it my whole life, but I have no idea who the celebrity is. That Jackie Cooper person. All right, so now... So now what we're going to do, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right. So I'm just going to go through a couple questions for you. This is also information that our technician team is going to go over with you once they do that call.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just going to help. I sent out what?
Oh, nothing. Here we go. You sent out two different times for me so I could do it.
Oh, because it's between 9 to 10?
Yeah. And it,
so,
well, it says 9 to 10 or 4 or 5 is what it told me.
What? Okay, let me look at that. Oh, mine says Monday, July 10th, 9... to 10 a.m.
Yeah. Huh. So the first one that shows up is it says when Monday, July 10th, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. And then the one below that says 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. I think it's just. Oh wait, here we go. All right. Yep, I got it. I'll just expect a call from you at 9 to 10 a.m.
Yes, just do that. We know it's 9 to 10. Yeah, that's so weird. I actually also got a copy of the email, and I don't see that. That's so strange. And it's not like the time difference is like that, so because that would be an explanation. But
yeah.
I'm sure we're fine. If you'd like, I can, like, respond to it as a reminder, like, just to confirm the time frame is 9 to 10.
I put it in my Google Calendar, so.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Great. All right, sweet. Now, Lucas Bernard. And Lucas, what's the you said the best phone to reach you at? I know I sound like a broken record. Is the 907, right?
That's correct. Yep. 907-299-9171.
Perfect. Okay, and obviously, your preferred language, I would assume, is English. But do you speak any other languages?
I wish.
Right, I minored in college. I minored in Spanish, but I'm not nearly fluent enough. All right, so right now it's asking me for all the services that you offer. So obviously landscaping, and you mentioned excavation, retaining wall, but what else would you like me to, snow removal? Just go ahead and let me know what you'd like me to include in that.
So snow removal, snow plowing, I do roofs, like a snow removal off of roofs, decks. Actually, not. Let's not do decks. Let's not do decks.
No. Don't like doing the decks.
Well, it's just most of the time when I'm doing roofs, I cleared the snow off the decks anyways. So.
Oh right, the debris. Oh, I can just hear the people complaining. Like, they took it off the roof, but now it's on the deck.
Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, and then I also build decks.
Oh, wow, man of all trades.
Yeah, I've done a little bit of everything.
It's good. Like, you're in the right line of business if you just want to, like, have your hand in everything. That's, like, the beauty of contracting work is, it's like, oh, we do landscaping, but we can also, you know, do something with drainage, which I always thought was interesting.
We do that, and we also build fences and stuff like that as well.
Perfect. I have landscaping, snow removal, excavation, snow plowing, snow removal off of roofs, deck building, retaining walls, drainage, and fence building.
That's
you guys
correct.
Do it all. Oh, my. All right. Okay. I can fill all of this. All right. So I'm going to send you an email so you can get started. This is going to tell you about your Google business profile. These are photos that you're going to have to submit to get verified. If you have any questions about this email, just let me know. I'm going to get this ready and send it over to you now.
Okay.
You don't have to, it's a form you're going to fill out. You don't have to fill it out while you're on the phone with me. You can fill it out at your leisure, but it would be best for you to fill it out before you meet with our technician team on Monday, if you can.
Okay.
All right, action needed, pictures needed for Google. Action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Great. So that's just loading. Cool. I just sent that over to you, if you want to let me know you got it. Might take a second.
Let me just check real quick.
Cool.
I just got a text message from you guys.
Yeah, it does send via text message as well.
There you go. Tools and or equipment, work vehicle license plate, business license insurance, business card,
business registration. So what's the difference between business registration and business license?
That's a good question. I'm not 100% sure. I think this would probably be something the technician team would help out with. Because to be honest, I've actually never had a client open it up and go through the form with me. They're usually like, okay, I got the form, and they check it out later. I'll ask my boss though, because I have a couple other questions to ask you real quick. So maybe while we're doing that, I can ask him for clarification, because hey, he taught me the other bit of information. So let me just ask real quick.
Yeah.
Between a business license and a business registration.
So just like what my business is registered to do or what?
Okay. I just asked. So I will keep an eye out to see. He's been super responsive all day, so I'm sure he'll see that. We can move on though. If that's definitely not like the most important thing at this point. You know, do you have a registration for your business?
I have it through the state. I have a business license through the state.
Okay, yeah, so that's probably what they mean by license, and then I'll ask for further clarification on the registration.
Okay. I would imagine they don't really want a picture of it. They want to, I can just email it to them or whatever. I'm assuming that's what they would want, because it'd be cleaner.
Okay, he's typing, so he sees it.
Okay.
Huh. Okay. You don't necessarily need to have the registration. If it's just for the Google Maps section, which is what we're doing currently, you don't need to have the registration. I think the registration is more so for like Google guaranteed ads, possibly. But I'm being told that the registration isn't really necessary for the local SEO section that we're setting you up with. So there you go. You don't even have to worry about it. So let me ask you.
Also,
Lucas,
with my equipment. Right now I'm mostly renting my equipment, so I don't own any of my equipment yet. That's what I normally do, is I rent equipment for the job.
I'm sure that's fine.
Most people do when they're starting out, because nobody has hundreds of thousands of dollars just laying around.
Right. Yeah. You know, that's really interesting. I never really even thought about that. And with my last job, I was talking to contractors like every day. They were actually my heroes. I loved talking to the contractors. We work with a lot of brand new businesses, so I'm sure this is something that's seen across the board. It's just hasn't really gotten brought up to me personally. But I'm like fairly certain that really shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah.
But definitely, you know, whatever questions you do have, absolutely write them down for our technician team. And they'll be able to better assist you with that. So how do you accept payment from your customers?
So normally I do check. I just got it so I could, I set up a Square account so I can take credit card now or debit, whatever. And I do take cash. So basically anything, And with the credit card, whatever, there's obviously the 3% fee because that's what they charge me or whatever.
Okay.
So
3% fee. Okay. That would be a no. Yes. No. Okay. And let me know the specific areas that you're looking to target with your campaign. You can use cities, counties, zip codes. We really want to get a good idea of how far out of a radius you're looking to have your business shown.
Okay. Alrighty. I can give you that right now.
Perfect. I'm ready when you are.
Okay, so basically we're based in Soldotna. So we'll go Soldotna, Kenai, Nikiski, Sterling, and then Soldotna all the way to Homer, anything in between that. And then I will go to Seward and Anchorage if the job is big enough. Because I don't want to drive up to Anchorage or something if there's just one $200 lawn or something. It's just not worth the 4-hour drive.
Okay.
But excavation or retaining walls, something bigger like that, building a big fence or something, I will do.
Okay. Cool. All right. And what your preferred method of contact? How do you want your customers to get in contact with you?
So, I guess the best way is email it, and then I can all put it in a folder. This is probably the best way to do it. That's what the advice I got.
Through email?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, and that works out too, because then when they set up your website, if you want to be if you want to be contacted through email, I'm sure that they can make a really easy conversion for that to happen. So.
Yeah.
And what are your hours of operation?
24/7 is what I'm willing to work. I mean, typically, most people don't call at 1 in the morning, so it doesn't really matter. But
yeah.
I'm a light sleeper, so.
Do you get a lot of emergency calls?
Not really, but, I mean, I will take them just, you know, whatever. Money's money.
Yeah, I hear you. you know, you kind of remind me, just, like, how friendly and the sound of your voice, you remind me of, like, one of my general maintenance contractors that I called whenever I got an emergency call at my last job. He was like very young and very friendly, and I felt so bad calling him. I think I called him at like 1 a.m. at one point. I had like a person's place was leaking, but he was just so nice and handled it so great. So that's awesome that you give that service. Cool. So I put 24/7 in there for hours of operation.
Okay.
Okay, Perfect. Sweet. So now what we're going to do is, and I promise I'm almost done. next we're going to get to the billing part. So I'm going to just pull that up and make sure I get you listed with the correct package. Now, let's see. We're doing the $249.
I'm going to check my bank account just in case, too. But I just made a decent-sized purchase, so I'm just going to...
Oh, yeah, sure. Go for it.
Okay, we're fine.
Perfect. Cool. I'm just attaching that package then, and we'll send you over an invoice while we're literally while we're on the phone, I will make sure that that gets over to you.
Okay.
All right, just, okay, so, sorry, my computer is loading.
No, you're okay. Sorry about the noise in the background.
It's actually very faint. okay, so I guess... All right. So with the, are you going to be paying by card today? Is it your name on the card or is it the company's name on the card?
It has both. It has my company's name and my personal name. So I asked my bank what I can have my customers write the checks to, and they said my first name or the company doesn't matter.
Okay.
And I'll be paying with my debit card, my business debit card.
Okay. I'm wondering if I should list the company name then on there. And it's exactly how we went over South Central Peninsula Snow Removal and Landscaping.
Yeah. They don't put the whole thing on the card. But, yeah.
Okay, I think I'm just going to leave it with your name. As long as your name's on there, I think it should be fine.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Yep. And then, did you want your billing address to be the 1154 Cruth Way?
Yeah, that's fine.
Is it set up for your card for the billing address?
I think it is, yes.
Okay. Well, when we go to like pay, if there's anything wrong, it'll come up and it'll show up. So, all righty, sweet. And
okay.
Is that a MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express?
It's a Visa.
Visa.
It's a Visa. Yep.
Great. Now, Lucas, you can go ahead and let me know the card number. I am not going to repeat it.
Okay. Or is there a way to pay over online? Like through the email?
No, we put in all the billing information for you, but as soon as we get done, a copy of the invoice will be sent to your email right away. Do I get a copy? No, I don't get a copy, but you get a copy of the invoice right away. I'll even make sure we stay on the phone to make sure you get the invoice.
Okay. You ready for it?
Yes, I am.
All right, it's 4474-2852-6365-9019.
Okay, I just want to confirm that in that second or the third set of four numbers, you said 6365, right? Not 53?
Yes.
Okay.
It's 6365.
Okay, perfect.
And
the expiration?
Great for, yep, 0426.
All righty, and then that security code on the back?
188.
Great. All right. So, what we're going to do is set you up with a security question. This is how you're going to be able to verify that Local Splash is calling you because we're going to do a voice verification too once we get through all of this, which is an added form of protection for you as well as Local Splash. So, you know, we have three options for your security question. You can do your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
You could do my first pet's name.
All right. And what's the cutie's name?
Storm. S-T-O-R-M.
Great. Just so you know, I'm not putting any caps on that. It is just... S-T-O-R-M. Great.
Yep.
Just please make sure you don't forget your security password. My pet's name is Wally.
I don't think I'll be forgetting her name at childhood dog.
Yeah, true. Right? Childhood dog was sassy girl. Anyway, okay.
Sassy.
So, I'm just taking a final look at the invoice to make sure everything is all soundproof before I send that over to you. All right, now, before I hit pay, I'm going to go through a voice verification with you. You still there, Lucas?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, perfect. Because I think I accidentally like hit a button, but I didn't know if maybe you hit a button too. But either way, okay. So we're going to go through a voice verification before I process your payment. I'm going to walk you through all of this. So the reason being is I have you on a discounted pre-agreement. So it's just an added form of protection for you that we'll send to you in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, please just do me a favor and just stop me, say, hey, Jackie, what the heck does that mean? And I'll be happy to rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure that you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction, all right?
Okay.
All right. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
South Central Peninsula Snow Removal and Landscaping, LLC.
Please state the name and title within the business.
Your name.
Please state your name and your title within the business.
Lucas Barnard, and you said the title of the business?
Well, your title within the business, yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Owner.
And owner, got it. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
And lastly, you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Great. Well, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. And that's why we give you the security question. That's how you know that it's us. We'll always ask you the security question before we answer the phone or before you answer the phone. So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Great. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Like in just agreeing to adding things to her?
Yeah. So basically, we're not mind readers. If there's something that you're looking to change or update, please just contact us and we'll be happy to take care of it. That's basically all that statement means.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Great. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, July 7th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the seventh day in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225 to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
All righty. Congratulations. Welcome to the family. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to go ahead and hit this button that says pay and it'll let me know if it goes through. Right now it's processing, so just give me 1 second. As soon as that goes through, you're going to get an automatic email sent to you. I believe it's also sent through a text message. And it'll give you the option to go view the terms of our service. You're going to want to click on that link. Take a look at the bottom there. I'm probably getting ahead of myself. This is still processing. Let's just give it a minute.
Alrighty. It's still trying to come through.
Huh. What's this? I don't think it went through. My computer took me to... Did you see anything come through to you?
I just got something through my text message.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, it's showing on my end that it went through.
Okay, I just got it through. I just got it through on my Facebook. Not my Facebook.
On your Facebook.
I saw the word Facebook on here and I said Facebook.
Oh geez. All right. So go ahead and open up that text for me. I'm just going to walk you through this last part, and then I'll be happy to let you go. Thank you so much for your time. You've been so patient.
Yep. And then I hit accept on the cancellation and whatever agreement stuff.
Oh, you did. Okay. Because I was going to say click here to accept submission terms. That's where you clicked, and you'll go to the bottom, and I think you,
yes.
Initial, and I know there's something down there you gotta
yeah,
sign.
Yeah, it was sign my name or whatever. And then it says sign in with my username and password. What would mine be?
Yeah, so great question. Our technician team is going to go over all of that with you. So just hang tight on that one, and they'll get that all set up when you have the call with them on Monday.
Okay, perfect.
All righty, great. Alrighty. Well, I think that concludes everything. Did you have any final questions for me at all?
Nope, I think that's it.
All right. Well, Lucas, it has been an absolute pleasure. Just so you know, typically clients at this point, once they've gotten brought on, they'll reach out to our technician team. Do you have a pen and paper? I mean, I'm sure it's on the emails that we sent you, but I just want to make sure you have our customer support line so you can reach out to us at any time that you need.
It was the one that is 6225, right?
Yes, 6225. You got it. Yeah. If you ever need to get, go ahead.
I screenshotted it, so I have it.
Smart guy. All right. Great. So yeah, at this point on, if you ever have questions, concerns, you just reach out to our technician team. If you would like to reach out to me, personally, my extension is 129. Let's give it a shot for a couple months. If you ever want to upgrade your package or go in a different direction, absolutely reach out to us. So we'll be happy to work with you. Welcome to the family.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. Have a great day.
All right.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.